In this bulletin, a meeting of the Quad Alliance gets underway in Melbourne. Anthony Albanese responds to claims about his party's relationship with China. And in sport, Australian basketballer Ben Simmons set to be traded from Philadelphia to the Brooklyn Nets. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has joined the foreign ministers of India, Japan, the US and Australia for a meeting in Melbourne of the Quad Alliance. The four countries have banded together in the strategic and diplomatic bloc to counterbalance the power of China in the Asia-Pacific region. It's considered significant that US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has travelled to Melbourne for the meeting at a time of heightened global tensions over a possible invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Mr. Morrison says he appreciates the support of Australia's Quad partners in standing up for their shared values in the face of security, economic and other threats.
The things we discuss today are principally how we will continue to always stand up for our values, which is what unites us most. Secondly, I think in doing so, we stand up to those who would seek to coerce us. And as I understand from our Quad partners, none of you understand better than we do. And that is a great comfort to us, that the coercion and the pressure that Australia has been placed under, we greatly appreciate your support.
Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the government's recent comments about his party's relationship with China show that it is desperate for distraction from its own problems. Defence Minister Peter Dutton claimed in Parliament on Thursday that he had security advice that Mr. Albanese was China's preferred candidate in the upcoming federal election, and he doubled down on those comments in a radio interview this morning. Meanwhile, Nine's newspapers are reporting that a Chinese spy ring had tried to install Labor candidates in New South Wales to get sympathetic MPs elected. Mr. Albanese says he speaks to the Director General of ASIO regularly, and no concern has ever been raised about his candidates.
I understand the government's desperate for distractions at the moment, but I say to them that national security is too important to engage in game playing such as what we saw on the floor of the Parliament yesterday, however much the government needs a distraction.
A new report has found the gender pay gap is no nearer to being closed, with Australian women earning an average of $25,800 a year less than men. The Workplace Gender Equality Agency scorecard also found that 6 out of 10 large Australian employers made no progress in closing the gap in the year to March. Data collected from private sector employees with more than 100 staff found that 85% pay their male employees more than their female ones. The Australian Council of Trade Unions is laying the blame at the feet of the federal government for not making any policy or legislative changes to close the gap. This includes not seeking wage increases for frontline workers, many of whom are among Australia's lowest paid, and the majority of which are women. The rollout of the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine will begin from Monday, a week earlier than expected. Novavax was originally scheduled to be available from the 21st of February, but the federal government has brought the date forward. It comes after the Therapeutic Goods Administration performed a rapid review of the vaccine, which gave it a 100% approval rating. Health Minister Greg Hunt says Novavax will be administered in 2 doses, 3 weeks apart.
Those that, for their own personal circumstances, have either waited or been unable to take the other vaccines, well, this is a new choice. We already have one of the highest rates of vaccination in the world, but after today, there are no excuses for anybody.
To sport, and Australian basketballer Ben Simmons is set to be traded to the Brooklyn Nets in a blockbuster deal with his team, the Philadelphia 76ers. The trade comes after an acrimonious stoush between Simmons and the 76ers that seen the All-Star and 2016 number one draft pick refuse to play a game all season. The deal would see Simmons join fellow Australian Patty Mills at the Nets, alongside fellow Philadelphia teammates guard Seth Curry and centre Andre Drummond, in exchange for Brooklyn's James Harden. It ends a torrid chapter from the Melbourne-born player after falling out with Philadelphia over hurt feelings coming off last season's playoff loss. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Cloud clearing in Perth and a top of 28 degrees, sunny in Adelaide and 31, mostly sunny in Melbourne and 29, partly cloudy in Hobart and 21, similar conditions in Canberra and 23, a shower or two in Wollongong with a top of 23 as well, much the same in Sydney and 26 degrees, a shower or two in Newcastle as well and 25, similar conditions in Brisbane and 30, partly cloudy in Cairns and 32, and a possible shower or storm in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.